Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. And follow us on Apple and Spotify. Provide feedback at apriori.i@gmail.com. DoorDash, Inc. NYSE. Dash, Q2 2023 Earnings Conference Call August 2, 2023 5 p.m. Eastern Time. DoorDash reported its Q2 2023 earnings in a conference call with several key takeaways. The company has seen strong growth and performance over the quarter and expects continued resilience in the core U.S. restaurant business, which still represents a small percentage of the total market. It has also seen significant growth in other categories, notably grocery and retail. The business has turned a profit and has seen an upside in EBITDA due to its positive unit economics and the increasing efficiency and overall profitability of its key businesses. The main challenge facing DoorDash is the need for reinvestment in the business in order to maintain its growth trajectory. While the company is seeing improvement in its core businesses and new verticals, CFO Ravi Inukonda mentioned that these improvements are still in the early stages and the aim is to invest in order to build a large local commerce business. The company has also launched one of its largest product updates, including the grocery and retail tabs to cater for the expansion into these categories. The company sees significant potential in solving problems faced by local commerce and physical retailers, such as logistical issues and transitioning to digital services. Additionally, DoorDash's acquisition of Wolt has met initial expectations, as shown by the growth rates and efficiencies in its unit economics. This success has seen Wolt's team taking on DoorDash markets outside of the US. The overall sentiment from the earnings call is optimistic, indicating a strong future for DoorDash. The US restaurant business of DoorDash, a leading food delivery service, continues to grow, even though it is the oldest segment of the company. Despite this maturity, there is still potential for further growth. This growth comes from continuous improvement in service selection, quality, and affordability, with customer support playing a key role. These improvements translate into higher customer retention and order frequency rates. Furthermore, DoorDash is attracting more new customers via non-restaurant categories such as groceries, pets, and flower deliveries. Non-restaurant categories, introduced about 2.5 years ago, have already attracted more new customers than any other platform in the industry. Users and order frequency growth continue on an upward trend. However, the platform still faces challenges, particularly in ensuring consistent service quality across a growing range of services and managing Dasher recruitment and retention costs. DoorDash executives, including CEO Tony Hsu, discussed during their quarterly earnings call the company's continued growth across users and order frequency, innovation, and geographic expansion. Hsu emphasized the importance of improving product selection, quality, and affordability to drive growth. He also highlighted DashMart, a DoorDash-owned convenience store, as a way to grow the company's footprint and offer greater service to its merchant partners. Another key point discussed was the performance of DashPass, a subscription service. Hsu said it's vital to continue investing towards driving DashPass usage, which he said is the key underlying factor in its value. Lastly, CFO Ravi Inukonda pointed out their disciplined reinvestment strategy as contributing to the company's success. Challenges were not explicitly elaborated upon.